So the epistle for the Feast of Pentecost is taken from Acts chapter 2. When the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues, as it were, of fire, and it sat upon every one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with divers tongues, according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And when this noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded in mind, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue, and they were all amazed and wondered, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how have we heard every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We have heard them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 14. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples that if any man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the word which we have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you, but the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to your mind, whatsoever I shall have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away and I come unto you. If you love me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will not now speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath given me commandment, so do I. Please be seated. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, we know after the ascension of our Lord, the apostles spent some time in prayer. They were waiting then, obviously, for the Paraclete, the Sanctifier, to come to them. That is why our Lord said to them that it's expedient for me to go, so that therefore that the Holy Ghost will come unto you. We talked a little bit about that and understanding that, I mean, obviously, for the apostles, they needed then the strengthening of the Holy Ghost in order to fulfill the mission that God had planned for them, that they would go out to preach to all nations. And so they needed these graces from the Holy Ghost to do so. And so for them to follow the will of God, to preach to all nations, when the Holy Ghost came to them, they then had the strength to go out. Previous to that, yes, we can say that they were very scared. They were concerned that the Jews would take them away. But then they received that ability to go out, to be able to give their life for God, that strength that they received from that. And it's something that when we consider the gifts of the Holy Ghost, we realize through the gifts of the Holy Ghost, they're given to us to strengthen us in our faith. There's a whole understanding of confirmation, to be confirmed, to be strengthened in our faith. And so therefore, that is what the Holy Ghost brings to us and gives to us at this time of confirmation. So these graces we rely upon each day of our life, whether it's to discern the will of God, whether it's to follow the will of God, you know, to stay away from sin and the love of God that we have because he is our Father. All of these different things, they come because of the Holy Ghost strengthening us as the Holy Ghost comes into our soul. And so from that, for them to be able to do then this will of God, I mean, you see that our Lord says to them, you know, peace I leave to you. And so he gives them the peace of soul because they're going to go out to preach to all nations. But he tells them very clearly, it is not the peace of the world. It is not the peace that you find that the world tries to give to you. Because in other places, our Lord talks about those that do the will of the Father. Those are the ones that I call brothers and sisters. Those are the ones that I love. The ones that are willing then to do the will of Almighty God. And it's interesting to see after our Lord tells them that the peace that he brings to them, and he tells them immediately after that, he said, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. And I think these are very good words for us in today's modern world. The consolation that our Lord gives to us and helps us to understand that the graces of God will help us then to determine, one, the will of God, but then also that it will give us the graces to be able to fulfill that will of God. And that's what we understand when we said the definitions for confirmation, the gifts of the Holy Ghost. But I think it's also important for us to understand that these are the things that will give us the peace, these are the things that will give us the graces that we need to help us then to follow God's path that he has for us. But then not only then to just follow that path, but that we do it with the peace that God gives to our soul. And as I say, in our modern times, there is such a lack of peace today. There's so much discord, there is so much trouble and trials, that I think it's important for us to rely upon then the graces of God that he gives to us. And the strengthening that the Holy Ghost comes to us, because today we celebrate the birth of the church. We celebrate this institution that God gave to us as a vehicle to save our souls. And so from the birth of the church, from that, he gives us that in order to help us then in this modern world. And so not only do we have the church, but then we have the sacraments that the church gives to us. And it is through these means, through these vehicles, that we will save our soul, that we will sanctify our soul. And therefore, we have to take advantage of that. We take advantage of the sacraments that are offered to us. We take advantage of the sanctity that God gives to us. But again, it's up to us whether we accept that or not. So as I say, when we look at and we understand what today, being the birth of the church, we celebrate that. We celebrate that the Holy Ghost came to the apostles for them to go out and to have the strength to preach God's mission. But then it is the celebration of the church, because that is what God has established in order for us to save our souls. Because it is through the Catholic Church that we will save our soul. And so through the graces that we receive from that, to take advantage of that, that is what is offered and that is what we celebrate today. And as I say, especially when we look at this understanding that our Lord says, I give you peace, peace of soul. And we gain peace of soul when we do, when we follow Almighty God, when we follow his will. And that's what our Lord stresses and that's what he talks about. And so for us, we need to understand that. We need to understand that we need to try to follow that in receiving the sacraments and receiving the graces that God gives to us. And the recognition of the fact of the gifts of the Holy Ghost when they come into our soul at the time period of confirmation. That these are things that we utilize each day of our life. You know, having the dread of sin. Understanding the wisdom, the understanding that gives to us the counsel to watch for the deceits of the devil. These are all means to us to help us every day of our life, to save our soul. So therefore, we must try to pray for these graces from the Holy Ghost and to celebrate properly, yes, the birth of the church, the vehicle that God has given to us in order to save our souls. So we'll leave you with some words from the post-communion. It says, may the infusion of the Holy Ghost, our Lord, cleanse our hearts and render them faithful. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.